Welcome to Mind Your Biz Today on South Florida's only all-business radio station, 880 AM. Today's business world is fast-paced and ever-changing. Gain a competitive advantage by listening to Mind Your Biz Today, hosted by Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage. Janie is a best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire with over 35,000 hours consulting C-suite executives. She will help you navigate today's business hurdles and maximize your opportunities with thought-provoking discussions with CEOs, business authors, and thought leaders. Learn the latest trends and profit-producing ideas for growing your business.
Brought to you by the Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova Southeastern University. Executive training programs to excel in today's competitive market.
Here's your host, Janie Smith.
Welcome back, South Florida, to Mind Your Biz Today. This is Janie Smith, your host. I am the author of Creating Competitive Advantage and your host on Mind Your Biz Today, which is designed as a half hour to help businesses grow and hear from the experts around the country. We also want to especially thank our sponsor, which is the Hudson Institute of Education, Executive Education, which is located at Nova University. Today we have a very interesting guest with us, and we're excited to have Don Mader, who is the CEO of Southeastern Printing Company. Their main headquarters is located in Stuart, Florida, and they are the 2009 South Florida Manufacturer Association's Manufacturer of the Year, a very, very interesting printing company. I've had the privilege of touring their facility and working with Don, talking with Don over the last couple of years. Don started his business as a fine art silk screening, and from there he formed Blue Water Graphics, which was a pre-press house that serviced screen and lithographic printers. But he has grown this business dramatically and added flexographic label packaging, and he'll tell us a little bit about some of the labels that he prints, and for some of the gigantic companies, most of your soda bottles, many of them have his labels on it. So Don, welcome to Mind Your Biz Today. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Janie. It's good to be here.
We're really interested in learning a little bit about your business, your best practices, how you came to be so successful, and a little bit about what media, print media, means to our listeners, anything from the small mom-and-pop company all the way up to people who run and manage big companies. So like most industries in the past few years, electronic media and communications have changed the shape of everybody's marketplace. We're all scrambling to catch up with it. So how has your industry and your company adapted?
Well, no question the fact that with the economy and the changes in technology, the printing industry has been forced to adapt. But that's okay because printers are a very adaptive bunch. We've been on the technology treadmill, if you will, since the release of the first Apple computer. Not only do we have to keep up with technology from our within our industry to our competitors, but also we have to keep up with it because of our customers. They're very technologically savvy, and they challenge us constantly on trying to do things faster, quicker, with a much shorter production or lead time.
You know, that's interesting. We've had a couple of other interviews on Mind Your Biz over just the past few weeks talking about what's 2011 look like, and the theme seems to be coming up for no matter who you talk to is this: how do we keep up with technology? So, you just hit a chord. Your business, more than most, really has to do that. So how do you do it?
Well, we constantly are sending people to trade shows. We're constantly reading publications. We're being beta sites for certain software developers. It's a never-ending battle. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I mean, we have to look at technology investments as things that are going to help us do our jobs better. They're either going to generate revenue or reduce labor through the process. And that's a constant challenge to evaluate and make sure that we're choosing the right technology.
So it's really good for people who are buying print to have somebody like you, because then you save them some of that learning curve, and you're the one making the investment in the new technology, and they don't have to. So let's talk about that for a minute. What role will print play for direct marketers in the future? And when I say direct marketers, I use that term loosely. I mean, it can be anybody from the MBA who's become a marketing person for a small company to the big company that has a whole marketing department. How will we be using print in the future with all of this technology?
Well, print has always been centric to direct marketers in many ways, and that's not going to change going forward. I mean, that being said, the printing industry, the market itself, has contracted probably 25 to 35% over the last 4 to 5 years. Part of that is with the economy and where we are today. That will recover if the economy recovers, when the economy recovers. But as far as the market share that it's lost to other forms of electronic media, I think that that market share is gone for good. It doesn't mean that print is not centric going forward. It's still estimated to be about 32% of the direct marketers spend. So it's still obviously very centric to what they're doing. But what has happened is print has worked in conjunction with electronic forms of media. For example, personalized URLs or PEARLs, that's a combination of where you use print and the Internet to drive customers to your website or to their website. You'll send out a direct mail piece with a personalized message to an individual, and it would say, Janie Smith, please come to Southeastern Printing's website and have a personalized PEARL waiting for you at janie@southeasternprinting.com, so to speak. You'll get there. There'll be a personalized landing page. There'll be a message, personalized message for you, some kind of offer. But that, in that case, it was the direct mail piece, postcard or however it may have gotten to you.
It drove them to the electronic messaging.
Correct.
So what is the effective rate of that? What is the response rate when you do a PEARL campaign for a client?
I've seen them as high as 39%, and I've seen them as low as less than 2%. It all depends on your message and the mailing list. You have to know who your audience is. You need to know, as a direct marketer, you need to know who you're trying to target, and you need to make sure that your offer or your message is very clear and appealing. But no question about it, when you combine the personalization coupled with electronic media, tying in a website, print and web, that the response rate is much higher than the average, spray and pray, so to speak, where you just pick zip codes and try to mail out to as many people.
Well, certainly 39% is a staggering result, and now you're speaking my language. When you talk about knowing your market, knowing your customer, and more importantly, getting your message right. We're talking a lot around here about how relevant is your message, and without a relevant message, no matter how good you do your end of the bargain, it's not going to work. So I'm 100% with you there, Don. So let me just say something else, just based on some of my experience as a marketing firm. I tend to believe that this may go full circle, meaning a lot of people may be coming back to print because we're so saturated with e-marketing. We get 1,000 emails that we eventually throw into spam because it's too long. I personally will read something that comes as a print postcard a heck of a lot quicker than I will a random email. So what do you think? Is there a chance your industry might get some of that back as it comes full circle, or am I just speaking anecdotally?
No, I think your intuition is right, and obviously you're a very good marketing expert here. So, yes, I think when you look in your mailbox these days, there's a lot more real estate than there was, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And when you look in your inbox on your computer, it's just completely cluttered. So there does seem to be somewhat of a backlash towards electronic marketing. And we are starting to see an increase in our volume. The industry itself is starting to see an increase when it comes to direct marketing. I think what you're not going to see is as many credit card statements or bills, because those are going to move to the way of electronic. But if you want to reach your target audience or your target customer, nothing better right now, I feel, than direct mail.
Okay. Well, we're getting close to closing in on a commercial break here in a couple of minutes, Don. So just if you would give me a sense of, if you're a small, medium-sized business and you're looking for a campaign, what are one or two things you should do right away? We just have a couple minutes for this answer.
Okay. Well, the first thing is that you need to make sure that your message is clear, your offer is clear. You need to know what you're going to try to promote. And then once you figure that out, then you need to figure out who you're going to send that to. Make sure that your list is clean, it's deduped, there's no duplicates in there. Make sure it's targeted. There's professionals that can help you with sourcing your list. We do that here at Southeast as well. Make sure that you know exactly who you're going to mail to, not wasting that postage. And make sure, again, that there's follow-up with it, whatever it may be, whatever your message is, that mailing is a centric piece of it. The print is a centric part of it, I should say. But there's other forms of direct marketing that you encompass with the mail piece. That's either telephony with call centers, or that could be, again, some kind of pearl campaign or secondary mailings. But you need to make sure that you have a clear, concise message and a clear, concise plan in order to reach your target audience.
Yeah, so the postcard or the direct mail piece is really the door knocker. It's let's open the door, let's let people know who's at the door, and now we have to follow up with the call and be more specific about what we're trying to bring to the respondent. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. The greater the greater the call to action, the greater the your client feels this call to action or this need to act on something, the greater your response is going to be. Offer needs to be compelling. People are either going to reply because they want information or because they're responding to an offer.
All right. Well, thanks, Don. We're gonna break in a few seconds. We're talking to Don Mader of Southeastern Printing, which is located in Stewart, headquartered in Stewart, with also offices up in Illinois. Don Mader is the CEO. And we'll be back with him in a few minutes. Again, we want to thank our sponsor. We're going to have a break here to hear from Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova University. This is Mind Your Biz Today, your host, Janie Smith. We're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be back with more questions for Don Mader of Southeastern Printing and learn more about how you can improve your marketing campaigns through print and other methodologies. So stay tuned. This is 880 The Biz. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Thank you.
We'll be right back with Mind Your Biz Today and Janie Smith after this word from our sponsors.
Searching for executive cleaning programs to help your company's growth? 90% of South Florida's major corporations have sent their executives to training at Nova Southeastern University's Hudson Institute of Executive Education. With workshops ranging from sales to Six Sigma and from management development to mergers and acquisitions, your executives will gain the skills necessary to immediately impact your bottom line. To customize your organization's training, visit nova.edu/execed.
Here is Janie Smith with Mind Your Biz Today.
Welcome back, South Florida, and Mind Your Biz Today. This is Janie Smith, your host. I am the author of Creating Competitive Advantage and the host of this show, which is designed for our listeners to improve their business practices, get great ideas, and learn what some of the trends are. Today, we are interviewing Don Mader, who is the CEO of Southeastern Printing, which is located in Stewart, Florida, headquartered, and they have also offices and plants up in Illinois. Don has been sharing with us some ideas and some practices that anybody who is considering or is responsible for print campaigns, and even if you're a small business that you want to send out a mailer, or you are a big company who does campaigns regularly, there are some tips. The first half of the show, Don was telling us that we need to make sure that our message is relevant to our target markets, know who our target markets are, who in fact are we mailing to. One of the things I talk about in my business, and it's the basis for my second book, is that customers and prospects buy from you for different reasons. Those messages should be honed. A mailing to a prospect should be very different than a mailing to a customer. Don has also said make sure when you go to print, your list that you provide the printing company has been what we call scrubbed. you know that the people on the list have actual current addresses, and the data is accurate, and phone numbers and addresses are current. Don, is that a good summary of the first half of the show?
That's a very good summary, and you might want to add to the fact that your message being relevant, as you stated, Janie, it you need to have your competitive advantage on there. They need to know why you and why they need to be doing business with your company versus your competition.
Now, can you imagine? I forgot that one bullet point. I say it so much, I forgot to say it. Yes, you have to answer the question why us. You have to have competitive advantages, and that's going to drive up your response rate. Don said he's had response rates as high as 39% from what he calls Pearl campaigns, which is personalized URL. Direct mail piece goes to your house. It says, please go to this website. We've got some information and a giveaway. And the more actionable it is, the more likely you'll have a good response rate. So, Don, now what we want to do in the second half of the show is share with our listeners how you make decisions. You're a very progressive and successful CEO. And so you struggle with decisions every single day, as do many of our listeners. So what factors drive your capital investments, especially when it comes to IT? You know, we're all concerned with when new technology comes out, and more than half of us say, well, I want it today, but if I wait 6 months, I'll have the new and improved. So tell me about how you make those decisions.
Those decisions are made in part by ourselves, but also in part by the marketplace and our customers. We've truly embraced the continuous improvement efforts here at Southeastern Printing. It's a culture, it's a way of life, and I think in part that is one of the reasons why we were named South Florida's Manufacturer of the Year in 2009. And the fact that is ingrained in us, and you know, electronics and or electronic media and technology is changing all the time, and I go around here and I say we're going to eat change for breakfast and then we're going to serve it up again for lunch.
I love it.
Because it's things are coming at us very quickly. But for example, we've just made some recent investments with our server technology. We have three different locations. We have put SAN servers in the three different locations. Part of that was driven by large contracts that we just have taken on, and by the requirement of our customers, they want to make sure that we have disaster recovery in place. So some of those technological investments are made by the request of our clients and the need of the marketplace. Some of them are just simply to make sure that we're doing things in the most efficient way. If technology can either drive out costs or increase revenue, we'll make the investment. But with continuous improvement, a quote from Salvador Dali comes to mind. He said, have no fear of perfection. You'll never reach it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, which I think is very germane to a continuous improvement culture. That's the beauty about our industry. That's the beauty about the business I'm in, is you could have everything running like a Swiss watch, and there's still 100,000 things you could work on when you come in every morning. Which keeps you energized and keeps you excited about coming to work.
So how often do you make very big investments in technology? I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I love the culture that you have, because you are building and creating competitive advantages for your company every single day, and you have a culture that believes in that as well. So how do you make the decision about technology, or said another way, when you acquire technology, make a big investment in, oh, I don't know, say a new printing press or new printing technology, and 6 months later it's been updated, can you upgrade that piece, or are you, in your industry, is that already yesterday's news? How quickly is that changing in your profession?
It changes very very quickly. I mean, you try not to you try to bet on the winners and not the losers. Sometimes you're not always that fortunate to make that call, but we're constantly making sure that our investments in technology are in line with our strategic business plan. Those business plans used to stretch out a little further. In today's economic environment, they're down to about 3 years. So you need to make sure that your ROI is within that time frame, preferably about half of that, because you've got to make sure, again, that the investment is germane to where you're going as a business. You don't always make the right call, but that's the risk you take when you want to move your company forward. You don't really have any other option. You have to continue to grow or move forward. Otherwise, you're going to get run over by the competition. So we're continuously investing. I can't think of a year in the past decade where we haven't spent over seven figures in a year in technology.
Wow, that's quite an investment. I know that I have had the privilege up in Stuart of touring one of your plants, specifically the Flexo division. Would you talk a little bit about that? Because I think that was so impressive, not just the technology you have there, but that place, you could eat your ever-changing breakfast and lunch off of the floor there. You have it clean and lean and mean. So talk about how that has helped your productivity.
Sure. I believe, safety is number one and housekeeping is number two in our manufacturing plants. I think the combination of those two are the bridge to quality. So we're give you a little overview, we're a diversified printer, and I think that is one of our many competitive advantages in the fact that when the commercial print market suffered from the economic downturn and loss of market share to other forms of media, it affected a lot of commercial printers because they couldn't invest. They had to move employees to RIF programs. It was very painful. One of the good things that being diversified, we also service the packaging industry. And primarily we do beverage labels. The plastic labels that go around the plastic bottles, we produce billions and billions of them every year. We have two manufacturing facilities, one in Palm City, Florida, and another one in Naperville, Illinois. In packaging, people still drink soda, even during the recession. They still drink bottled water. Of course, the growth is not there as during the good times, but that being said, it's still a growing industry versus a contracting one like many others. People are still consuming the staples. So that's been it's been very healthy for us. All the facilities are ISO certified. We're dealing with bigger clients. Our number one consumer product customer is Dr. Pepper 7-Up Group out of Plano, Texas. We've been a long-standing supplier of theirs. Very, very demanding, ever-changing, but also there's a lot of continuity to it. It's repeat.
Well, Don, I mean, I think it's terrific that you have these gigantic clients as well as the diversification. It's not unlike your stock portfolio. Like you said, in the economic downturn, you're diversified enough. It's like having bonds and stocks. You have the Flexo and the printing. But I just want to make sure our listeners don't misunderstand that even if they're a small company, they could certainly come to Southeastern Printing if they want. You don't have to be a Dr. Pepper to use Southeastern Printing, right?
Oh, correct. That's on our packaging division. The packaging division has given us the financial stability to continue to invest in all aspects of our business, including the commercial print side. And the commercial print division is we've continued to invest even during the downturn, bringing in new pieces of technology that enable our client base to do everything from business cards to annual reports and everything in between. So, no, it's you don't need to be a Dr. Pepper 7-Up to Southeastern.
So, Don, I'm going to switch gears on you. We only have a few minutes left to the program, but I know there's so many things that I've seen your company do well over the years, and I just want to hit on one of them before we close out the show here. You're amazing. Your organization is amazingly creative. I mean, the Christmas cards and the campaigns you send out promoting your company. Would you speak, I got about a minute and a half, a little bit about what you do with your amazing sales contest, because every organization is trying to motivate salespeople.
Oh, we try to have as much fun as we can with our sales force with the contest, and we try to pick a theme, and we've had some great themes throughout the year. We've had a survivor theme where we had a Jeff Probst impersonator come in, and we had our kickoff meeting under a thatched roof. We actually gave away a Jeep that year to the top performing sales rep. But what we do is with these various sales contests and various themes, we promote week in, week out productivity from our sales team. So it's a 52-week contest, and we make it tilted to where it's handicapped to where any sales rep, if they have an outstanding year, they work hard, they can win it. It's not just based upon who has the highest dollar revenue.
That's fantastic. I think that you are one of the most creative companies I have run across in all my years of consulting, and our listeners know I talk about it frequently. I have 35,000 hours of one-to-one time with CEOs, and I think you are tops in creativity. So, Don, would you tell our listeners how to get in touch with you if they have questions or want to talk to you about Southeastern Printing? What would be your website and contact information?
Well, you can, again, as you said, we're in Stuart, Florida, and you can reach us on the web at www.seprint.com is our website. You can also, our phone number is in Stuart is 800-226-8221.
Say that again.
It's 800-226-8221.
Okay, well, thank you, Don, for being with us. We're wrapping up right now. Thanks so much for being our guest, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Mind Your Biz Today. This is Janie Smith, your host, signing off. Special thanks to Hudson Institute of Executive Education at Nova University. We'll be back with you next Friday. Have a good weekend.
You've been listening to Mind Your Biz Today with Janie Smith, CEO of Smart Advantage, best-selling author and business consultant extraordinaire. Tune in next Friday at 4:30 p.m. for another great program. Here on 880, The Biz.